This is GMP. He's the man that put bread and butter on many of our tables through the lean years. Now this is the plant when in the early years when it was first built. They didn't have the office there. They still had the office uptown. In later years, they built the office and moved the office from the downtown down to the plant. Now, this is in the earlier years, back in, you can tell by the model of the cars, they put up the water tower for fire protection. And they used river water. And they had a larger water supply at that time than the village of Chesning did. We felt safer when they put that water supply in. It gave us fire protection here that we didn't have before. This is the inside of the boiler room. You can see the ice machines. And at that time, they prided themselves. They made their own electricity, so they didn't. They were self-reliant. They didn't have to depend on consumer power in case the power went off. This is the shipping room. The meats at that time was all boxed and packaged and ready and put on four-wheel carts and shoved into the trucks that way. And this is an emblem, the little Farmer Pete, the trailer that travels around to the fairs and the parades. And it's still active. This is the sausage room. You'll notice quite a few of the older people in there. There's Lawrence Schultz. He was plant manager at that time, and he passed away in 1936. And there's Ike Gingler, or Benny Gingler, that just passed away this week, and Nick Wenslick, and Jake Wenslick. Jake is still alive, but Nick is gone beyond. This is another picture of the packaging department. Most of the meat is sliced and packaged in half-pound packages and then put in six-pound boxes and delivered to the stores. This is their pickup truck, stock truck. At that time, Pizza's bought most of their hogs within a radius of 40 miles. That shows how farming has diversified in the last 40 years. This is the casing department. There's John Alden and Steve Folash and Mr. Kowalski, Henry's father. Notice the wooden barrels, which wouldn't pass inspection today. This is the ham room. There's a picture of Heine Foytek, Walt Schultz, Lawrence Schultz, Clarence Gerdy, and L.G. Hinckley. This is the ham room. You'll notice a few faces there. There's Liz Vargo and George Cartier. This is a stock barn. You don't see any livestock in there, but at one time they were all filled with cattle, and then on one side and hogs on the other. Now it's all diversified to pigs or hogs. This is in the packaging room. There's Alma Davis and Liz Snyder. Alma's passed on. Now, this is a gathering. Every year, Pete's had a picnic, what they called a Farmer Pete Field Day. And they'd gather here, and then they'd go to some park and have a few refreshments and Farmer Pete's hot dogs, and it usually ended up with a ball game. And this is the bleachers at the ball game. There are a few faces there. There's Bernice's sister, That's the only one I can recognize. You can probably recognize some of them better than I can. This is taken inside the plant. There's L.J. Hinckley with his back. He was skinning calves. This is taken back in the casing department. There's Steve Polash and John Alden, which is, John is still with us. He's a familiar figure up and down Main Street. There's the late Louis Uline. It's a very good picture of Louis. In his reign, he was really a master in his field. And this is a butchering of the hogs when they were still on the low line. That was in the old plant. This is Louis again and Jack Brable. They were at a safety meeting in Frankenmuth, and they were cooking weenies and ring bologna in beer. So that was a first. This is in the packaging department. There's a Becky Ramsdell, Sue Marzette, B. Sadlike, Hampula now. This is a beef room or the beef department. There's Edgar Webb. He was a beef man at that time. And I don't know who this young man was. From the back, it looks like Millis, but I wouldn't swear to it. There's George Juergens in the packaging department. He's a local boy. This is the hog kill. That's up on the hog line. And they were singeing him there. At that time, it was before the rosin effect was put into effect, and they singed the hair off of the pigs. I think they're back to that process now, since they're selling skins to the Wolverine Shoe Company. They couldn't use their rosin effect anymore. It burnt the skins too much, so they're back on singeing. There's Earl Austin placing the hogs on the line. He was responsible for keeping production up. If he'd space them too far, the production would be down. If he'd put them too close, he'd have the guys on his neck and they would overwork him. This is the lard room. That's the lard cooker. It's made by the De La Val people. It works on the same process that they used to separate cream from milk. The lard is lighter, it goes down, and the water is heavy and it goes up. There's another picture of Louis. This was in rush order, and everybody wondered what to do. And Doug said, well, we'll just take this meat down to the airport and we'll deliver it by plane. And that's what they were doing, taking it from truck to plane. These are two good standbys, Harley Pete and Ed Barkman. Ed was president of the school board here for years, and plant manager and also superintendent of the feed packing company. This is a display of meat that was at the Saginaw Fair for many years and went around to different trade shows. If that was in color, it'd really be a pleasing sight. This is a salesman's meeting. Every year they'd have a party and they'd give out prizes and trophies for the salesman that had the largest tonnage. There's Gordon Hengler and Herb Martin, Cliff Pugh, and a few more local boys, and the rest are from all over the state. This is another view of the weenie room packaging. They used to have open houses every year. You see that fellow in the background, it was young Dr. Forrest Willingy. He was a meat inspector at that time, and a lot of people looked forward to that day. They'd kill a while, and then they'd have a demonstration, and everybody had a good time. This is a salesman. He introduced a new calf skinner. It worked by vibration. They used to have trouble when they used to skin the calves with a knife with holes in the hide, and this eliminated that with this new vibrating machine. This is a good picture of Heine Feuchtek back in the hot cooler. We talked to his wife today, and she wanted a copy of this. She wasn't able to stay for the celebration, but she'd like to have a copy of this picture. This is a bacon slicing. It put it out in 1-pound packages. That's all handled mechanically. This is another view of the sausage room. There's John Adams and a few of the Frank Shadell that guys are still around. This is a Dave Whaley watching the lard and the Farmer Pete lard can, which is a collector's item nowadays. Another view in the packaging room is Lorraine Birdsley, Rose Kiefer, Sue Morzette. Well, I won't have to give this fella an introduction. He's been a familiar face. I won't say his name. Everybody knows Porky Phillips. Some of the operations in cutting floor. We have another picture of that. It's just the machinery when they weren't in operation. There it is. That's all the machines on the cutting floor. It was the belly roller and the band saws. This is another picture in the prepacked room. Oh, that's bacon, I'm sorry. There's the new hog line when the hogs are, that's a new department. There's Johnny Needling and Frankie Brzezinski. This is back in the lard room. Still that Farmer Pete can. This is a stunner. That's was organized by the Humane Society, and it works electrically. And the pigs never know what hits them. And they're under for about 3 minutes, and then they're stuck, and that's the end of their life right there. That's the bacon room. There's Johnny Rabel's oldest daughter, Mrs. Schultz, Barb Amon. That's another view of the bacon room. There's Slice Bacon Room. There's Del Rabel and Clarence Gosser. That's the new shipping room before the equipment was moved in, before they were just setting up the conveyors. They put in a complete conveyor system there that worked automatically. When the order started at one end and when it got out on the other, it was in the truck, all put up. I remember when we used to have to run all over the plant and to fill those orders. And this is a far cry from that. And this is Harley Pete, the man that took his father's dreams and made a reality.
Thank you, Mr. Pete, Mr. Glasscup. Chesaning is proud of her fire department.